stay and purchase and sales and management and pretty much everything to do with any kind of property. You know, that's all over.
That's Spitz for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I let him in his team take the view.
Anytime, anytime. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. But actually being up here is great because they asked me that you got to go up there and talk for Hokkaido. I'm sorry, but I haven't got paid yet. So I need to get paid. Shacho? Gomen, ona okane. Ichiman. Ya, datte ore shigoto shinai okane moranai. Ichiman onegai shimasu. They've been talking. I'm like, come on, I don't work without a pay. Oh, thank you. Arigato. Arigato. Ichiman ka. Ichiman. Kaicho. Ichiman nanka gomen tarinai ya. It's not enough, my man. I'm not going up there for $100. That's not $100 anymore. Used to be $100.
Money?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but just yours here.
Oh, that's it.
Here you go.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Now that's kind of close. Okay. With the exchange rate and everything. All right, now. I can pop now. All right. Now I can talk. All right. I got pay. That's good. Yeah. All right, now that I get pay, now I can talk. No problem. But it's like... bloody tax. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Tax. Gotta pay tax on this. But now I'm gonna... No, I don't want to pay tax. I just want to donate it out. Anyone's here in this room know the difference value of Ichimayen and Gosenyen? Anyone? What's the difference, mama?
Half.
Which one is the half?
The Gosenyen.
Gosenyen is half of Ichimayen.
Hi.
All right. Anyone else? No one else. So it's half, yeah? All right, you're right. How about now?
Are you gonna keep the mic close to your mouth?
Oh, yeah, sorry. How about now? I've got the Rip Ichimayen, and I've got a 5,000 yen note. So what about the value now? Anyone's know? What's the difference?
Jeez. One's worth nothing, one's worth...
One's worth nothing. This one.
Yeah.
Anyone else? In the room?
Oh.
Still 10,000. You're right, my man. It's still 10,000. Yeah, if you know how to do it, it's still the 10,000. It's just the time. Yeah. So it's still... It's half a value, each other. This is Tokyo. This is your Tokyo property. This is your Akio properties all around Japan. Now, what about now? That was Akio, 10 years old Akio. Now I'm going down all the way to the 20 years old Akio. A 10,000 yen note to three pieces. And I've got your Tokyo, your Osaka, your Kyoto properties. So what's the difference? Anyway, oh, by the way, I need my piece. Okay, now that's easier. Now I've got 2/3 of your Ichimayen, and I've got your Gosenyen. Anyone knows what's the difference? Which one's got better value?
Ichimayen.
How?
That would value her. Bigger, but some more people helping.
It does, but hold on a sec, it's ripped. And you only got like 2/3 of it.
And you can fix it.
You can fix it, that's right. Actually, still 2/3 of the Ichimayen has higher value than 5,000. Still, this one is Ichimayen if you know how to exchange it. If you know where to go, which bank you go, what time of the day you go, if you have a patient to wait 4 or 5 days, and you have the right ID to go to the bank, and if you didn't steal it. That's it. So they still got a higher value. We don't work for ROI less than 20%. We really don't. Ask this guy. I just bought him, pass it to him. All right, Suzuki-san, here we go. Kaicho, that's my Kaicho. Here we go, Kaicho. We good? We're gonna connect it? All right, so for a while, like a lot of people, they were like, how does it work? Is it real? It's damn real, man. I'll tell you what. This country is being out here more than 3,000-4,000 years. People, they're smart. Look around you, there's not many Japanese out here. But I've been doing this 24 years. until a couple of years ago that Mr. Ziv put us on a map between you, 90%, 95% of our clients, they were Japanese. Where do you think Japanese, they invest in the world? Apart from Hawaii. Apart from Hawaii, they invest in Japan. They invest in rural Japan. Okay,
ready?
That's all for me. Here we go, Kaicho. Onegai shimasu.
Okay.
Nah, I have to go exchange this. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I have to.
Three.
All right. Moto, sorry, let me pass you this one.
Okay.
Here we go. You're all good.
Okay, aratomemashite. Hello, everybody. We are from Hokkaido. Hokkaido Hobby Homes Kabusuki Gaisha. Yes. Okay, first of all, let us introduce first. We are Hokkaido Hobby Homes. That company established this year, brand new company. Jacob and I, and we have five people. Ben from Australia, who lives in Australia, and Nick is a sushi shokunin, craftsman. How do you say? Yes. Yeah, Chan, yes. And Saka is a real estate. We have five members. And let me introduce personal. I am Suzuki, Japanese. So I don't speak English. I speak Japanese. So I'm afraid this presentation, maybe I will make mistake about English. If you cannot understand my English, please be patient. Yes. And if you have any questions, maybe I cannot understand your English. So later, Jacob will answer the your question, please. Okay, let's get doing. My introduction is, I am a Hokkaido Hobby Homes member, but I also have my own group companies. 20 years ago, I established the first company, which is like construction companies. I also have like 10 of companies, almost construction, like carpenters, plumbing, electric, painting, real estate, and so on. So we can do everything. Yeah, we can help you for everything. Yes. Okay, then I have a class 2 licensed architect and also a class 1 licensed electrician. And I also go to the site and I do carpenter work as well and electric as well. Yes, yeah, can be that. Yep. Okay. So we're going to explain about the Akiya, which is empty house. As you know, in Japan, it's really big problem. Lots of Akiya empty house exist. There is a data in whole Japan, 9 million vacant houses, which is 13.8% of all homes. And this is because, yeah, of course, you know, already know, Japan has a problem that the population is declining and aging society. That's why, you know, lots of Akiya is increasing every year. We're talking about the Hokkaido because we are from Hokkaido. Hokkaido has also same problem, 0.25 million vacant houses, which is 15.6%. It's a higher number of national average. Yeah, that's a big problem as well in Hokkaido. If we do nothing change, what's going on in Japan? Increasing lots of crime, pest, and fire hurts up, and land value collapse. And it will be ghost town everywhere in Japan. It's already happening. There was there were some ghost town in Japan. So we have to solve this problem. Well, let's compare the house compare with the other countries, the house price. Tokyo is kind of expensive. The average is 60 million house. Then Sydney, Los Angeles, also expensive. Houses are very expensive. Maybe it's same all over the world, like Singapore. Yeah. But look at this. Middle of the Ashibetsu. That is a very countryside in Hokkaido. That area is like 1 to 5 million yen. You can buy a house easily. Yeah. So Ashibetsu, located in the middle of Hokkaido. Maybe you know Sapporo. Sapporo is kind of, you know, expensive. If you buy a house, it's kind of expensive. Not much like Tokyo, but expensive. But it's, Ashibetsu is just like 1.5 hour by car. Then you can purchase a house like 1 million or maybe 0 yen. You can purchase that. Okay, next question is, can foreigners buy property in Japan? So the answer is very easy. Yes, of course you can. Maybe all of you know already. Yeah. And one more thing is, you don't need a visa to purchase the houses in Japan. So which means, yeah, Japan is always open for foreigners. We are waiting for all of you. Okay, but however, it's not all good news. The fact that properties are so cheap, but there are some issues behind the low prices. You know, we have also risk. Let's take a closer look at these issues. Here are some examples. Of course, there are cases where a zero-yen house comes with no additional cost at all. Everything is clean with proper kitchen, bathroom, air conditioner, and so on. But in my experience, most of them look more like this. So now let me explain this point step by step. Yeah, here is a renovation cost snapshot. It's, of course, depend on the properties. Yeah. But usually, if you replace kitchen or bathroom, it costs you like 1 to 2 million Japanese yen. And water, equipment, electrical upgrades, like this. Exterior work, then if you like to interior walls and maybe all doors, it's depend, of course it's depend on how big size of the house. It's cost you like this 0.3 to 1.5 million yen. And also, if you need exterior painting, it's cost you like 0.5 to 1.5 million yen. Mm. And if you are furniture, it's a case of if you run the ryokan hotel, just forget about it, and heating or air conditioning, it's cost you 0.5 to 2.5 million yen. The total is like 5 million to 12 mil, millions. If the house is 0 yen, but if you need renovations, it's cost you like this. So to avoid these issues before you purchase, of course you have the choice to have an inspection. Yeah, but it's cost you like 80,000 yen to, yes. But however, there is a risk also to measure risks. In Japan, while you are doing inspection, another buyer may purchase first. The real estate or seller, they don't wait for us. So that's a risk. And another risk is, it's not well known in Japan. It's not popular in Japan to get inspection. It's not popular. That is the two risks to get the inspection. Okay, one more risk we have is the season. As you know, we have four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, winter. Why? This is gonna be the risk. Yes, the answer is we have, you know, summer is very hot. Winter is very cold, which means you have to install air conditioner every rooms if you buy the house. Then in winter, you have to install also heater every rooms. Otherwise, you cannot live cold and hot, too hot and cold. That is another risk. And per month, it's going to cost you because you have to pay the kerosene or gas or electric fee. What you're laughing?
It's my street.
Okay, okay. Don't disturb me. Yeah. Do I let how minutes?
You still got it.
Okay. So especially in Hokkaido, snow is very heavy. So another risk is you have to shovel every morning, every day. Yeah. I usually wake up 4 o'clock in winter time. It takes 2 hours in front of my house. It's another risk. Okay. But on the other hand, fall season brings many, many good things as well. As you know, Japan is really beautiful country. So we have great view, beautiful view in summer and snow, spring, autumn. That is because we have four seasons. It's risk and good thing. We have both. Final thought. That is just my idea. Yes, it's worth it. Compared to other countries, still cheap. If you buy a house, 0 yen, and if you renovate, like 10 million yen, it's still cheap. Mm. And Japan is very safe. And as you know, the beautiful living, the city and town is so clean, and Japanese are very welcome to, you know, inviting foreigners. Okay, that's it about the house. And moreover, I'm going to introduce how to run the guest house. I mean, do you know, ryokan, minpaku, kanin shukusho, which is a small hotel. If you buy the house, use your normal house, then you can run as hotel, small hotel. Yes. So from now, I'm going to tell you about to run small hotels. Okay. To run a guest house, including small ryokan, you need to get permission from fire department. This is the first thing. You have to do that. And the second thing is to get permission from the public health center. Yeah, government, from the government. So to run the ryokan, it's mandatory. The legal licenses are very mandatory. You have to do that. Otherwise, it's illegal. Okay? I'm going to tell you about how much you need it. First, fire safety. You have to install some equipment. So first of all, you have to install the fire alarms for all bedrooms and some other rooms as well. It's costly like that. It depends how many bedrooms you have and how big your house is. It's but approximately cost you like this. And you need exit sign, which is entrance and maybe second floor, it depends. And fire extinguisher as well, and electric upgrade, and application fee. Then you need construction as well. You have to wire, and you have to install, and so on. Yeah. So it's also depend on which area you have a house. It's depend on the fire department. They have a few different rules, so you have to ask the fire department.
Sir,
don't disturb. So if you do that, you cannot do that by yourself, because this is a professional work. So you have to ask someone who can, do this kind of construction. Yep. We can do that. Okay. So another one is after you get a license, a permission from the fire department, you have to apply to the public health government. So that costs you like this one. You can do. You can apply by yourself. If you can write Japanese or ask some friend to write Japanese, that's not so that difficult. Yeah. If you order someone who can do that, like professional, like 300,000 to 500,000 yen, if you ask someone to do that, yes. Wait a second. Well, I'm finishing my presentation. So finally, I'd like to now tell you about it. You already knew that Japan's law are really complicated. So the thing, very important thing is that I believe that the best way to success is having a trusted local partners and strong relationship in Japan. That is my answer. So I wish you have really good friend or partners in Japan. I wish so.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございます。Thank you, Suzuki-san. Thank you. I just get this one back from you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we finish a bit earlier now. Gives you more chance if you have any question. I'm here to answer. And if I don't know the answer, I would ask him. He will back me up. So, yeah.
Well, the first question was from the stream when Suzuki-san was speaking. They were saying, hey, this doesn't look like a Jacob Rashidi. What's happening there?
All right, that's a good question. Well, as you see at the beginning, the Hokkaido Hobby Homes is a brand new company we built this year. Everything's coming from Hobby Homes Holdings and Hobby Cars Holdings. We've been doing this for 20-something years in Japan, 23 years. We started from the car dealers. I'm originally a car dealer. I was doing very well until the COVID hit and then the Russian war. So when the war started, then things turned, so we can't sell car that well. But we had a backup. I mean, now in our garage, we have over 500 cars. If you need a car, just call me. So, yeah. So we were in the car business. When you're in the car business, you need garage, you need space. So we asked this gentleman, Mr. Saka. He's the basically director of Hokkaido Hobby Homes. I was always going to his office in Mitsui, and I was buying land and house from him. And then little by little, I found out that I don't really need to buy a house or lands in rurals. They come in, they say, hey, I'll have this land. Don't you want it? I have this house. Don't you want it? And I start collecting, but I didn't know what I'm doing until about 2 years ago that the law changed. And it was like, now you have to pay tax for all those Akias that you have. So we were like, oh, wow, that's not easy. Now then we got more people want to donate it. But donation, as he said, if you can't find the right partner to fix it, don't go for it. It's same as that Ichimayan that I show you. Yeah, it's got a lot of value. And that, by the way, that Ichimayan, even if you still have half of it, if you know the way, you can get 5,000 yen for it. That's exactly what Akia is. If you have a right partner, if you have friends, you can get Akias. And I promise it, the ROI is way higher than Tokyo. Sorry, don't hate me, okay? His ROI is way higher than Kyoto. It's not even comparable. Trust me. I mean, I was in Tokyo 6 years. I was in Toyama another 7 years. And now I'm not in Tokyo. I'm making money from Tokyo as well. Still, Tokyo makes money because a lot of people. But the real income in Japan is in rurals. Trust me. I mean, imagine you buy a place here in Tokyo for $10 million. Say you're buying a place for $10 million and they said your ROI is 5%. You do the math. How much is your income? Now, divide that 10 million and buy 10 properties in rural Japan with the ROI of 20%. Which one makes more money for you? Come on, numbers doesn't lie. That's how it is. Sorry, that was not the answer of that one. Jacob Rashidi is me. I'm a financial advisor of Hokkaido Hobby Homes. Yes.
All right, questions from the room. Raise your hands, don't be shy.
Yes, please, any question?
Any questions? Anybody interested in Hokkaido, Sapporo, short-term stays in the snowy north? I got a question, actually.
Yes.
You're talking about rural areas making 20% and onwards, or maybe a little bit. Anyway, more than big cities. But how do you assess whether that'll actually be a location where guests would want to come and stay? Because the price is cheaper, the percentage would be higher if it was occupied throughout the year. But I'm assuming occupancy would be lower than Tokyo too, wouldn't it?
A very good question. Yeah, this is true, Ziv. So the occupancy, it could be lower or it could be even higher. Because we have now, especially now, we have these visas called digital nomads. And that helps the roles to be in a high occupancies. I have more than half of our properties is not on Airbnbs, or more than 60-70% of our properties is not exist anywhere. You can book it. You can go search on Google. It's not even coming up, but it's booked the whole year because people, they just want to be there 1 year. They want to be there 2 years. Some amazing people, the managers contact us. I want this property in the middle of nowhere, and I just don't want disturbance. and they get it. They rent it out for 2-3 years. They don't want to bother buying it. They don't want to buy it because it's buying means you know, you need to manage it. You need to do and that. So they rent it out. And we talk to the owners, we decide for the price.
So you don't strictly do short-term stays, you do whatever hybrid rental combination works to keep it occupied.
True, but we do love to get the ryokan license. So all our places got the ryokan license, just in case that, because when we really get busy in winter, when you're really, really busy in winter, especially winter and summer in Hokkaido, when you're really busy, sometimes you don't have a chance to go there and write down the contracts. Because in Japan, they say chintai contract. Chintai has to be more than a month contract. But if you're too busy to write down a contract with your guest, when you have a ryokan license, even if the inspector come and check, well, it's a ryokan. Who cares? It's a ryokan. People can stay 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, or whatever. So we specialize in ryokans. We try not to go to minpaku 180 days because then we limit ourselves.
But with the ryokan license, you also get inspected more, right?
Sorry?
With the ryokan license, you also get inspected more by the municipality, right?
Actually, not much in rural Japan. It's hard for the inspectors to come check you. So they usually call you. They usually ask us to send them photos and emails. Oh my God, this is being broadcast. Yes, we get at the beginning. We get checked maybe once a year. So it's not like Tokyo. It's not like big cities. Yes. Yeah. They don't get you to check, but that doesn't mean you have to do fishy things. But if you do the fishy things and you get that inspector stay in your place, you lose your license, and they would ban you at least 5 years. So I'm not saying go do fishy things, but I'm saying it's relaxer compared to big cities. It's very relaxed.
I have a question.
Please.
How people find, if you're not listed on any of the OTAs, how are people finding you?
Good question. How people, do I have to watch the show? How people they find us?
I mean, what's your web, like, your website is optimized for short term?
No, it's not. Our website, we just put it up. We put up the website this year. It's all direct. It's been since COVID direct.
But are they sending carrier pigeons to you? Like, you know, how are they finding you? Like, how are you? Yeah. How do people know that you are open for business?
It's the word of mouth. I didn't know ZFT last year. He was like, you know, Robin Hood, he was just sending guests to us. And people buying property, the same things. People, they were getting, usually the guests, usually the rich people's managers, they get to us. They probably search, they realize that we are existing in Hokkaido. They get to us, direct WhatsApp or emails, and then we have Google Drive. So we don't put it online. We don't publish it. Because some of those property, if it's published, then next year, some of the, you know, people, they won't come back and stay in there again. Because there are properties for people they don't want to be seen.
Yeah, high net worth individuals don't want to be anonymous.
Yes,
right?
They want to be anonymous. That's right. And so for that reason, we don't publish it. I mean, we do. We do have properties that we do our investments as well, about 20 million yen. We do those ones. The ROI is lower. And that's those ones, yeah, it goes on platforms. We have a platform that controls. It goes on Airbnbs. It goes on booking.coms. That's a lower ROI, and that's usually in cities, even in Otoru, Sapporo, that's cities.
That's the next question.
But it's still got a good return. It still is got about 11%.
So your monthly rent normally would be between?
Oh, it really depends on the property.
Oh, yeah, of course. But where are you sitting in the market? Are you budget end? Are you, like, you know?
We have properties that daily gets, nightly gets $2,500 per night, and we have properties gets 250 per night. So that's the difference.
Yeah. We have some from the stream.
Yeah.
Is Hokkaido the only rural areas you focus on, or other areas too? And how do you assess the right rural area that has high occupancy rates?
That's a very good question. Actually, no. We as I said, this company is very new. Hokkaido Hobby Homes is focused on Hokkaido, but we are Hobby Homes Holding, Hobby Cars Holding. This gentleman himself, originally, he is from?
From Nagano.
He's from Nagano.
Yeah, I got a company in Niigata as well.
Yes, and Kanazawa. So this guy, he's got more than 10 companies, okay? And he was originally, he's based in Nagano, Niigata, Kanazawa. And that was our original powerhouse, because also I could ship cars to Asia. And we still have that stronghold in Japan seaside, not on not on the Pacific side, all the way from Hokkaido down to Kyoto on the Japan's seaside. If you have questions, we can help you out.
With shortened stage.
Yes. Well. Yes. Of course, the process, he said, the process is very different. Every fire department has a different process. Yeah.
Do you guys fix and flip or just fix?
We do flipping too. もう作って、まあ、なんか回ってたら売れる。ちょっと高く売れる。
ああ、いやいや。
But that's custom.
We do flipping, but, for the luxury, flipping is just, you gotta be an investor.
Yeah, well, that's luxury. Because it's the 5-year capital gain.
Yes, exactly.
5-year capital gain tax cutoff, right?
Exactly. And for those ones, we have this, 5 years things that you write on a contract with us, warranty 5 years, cash back. So whether your place been rent out or not, you get your rent back for 5 years. For 5 years, you get it back. And after 5 years, you can decide to sell it or continue another 5 years.
More questions from the stream.
Yes.
How about managing rural properties, cleaning, snow shoveling, etc., when you live in Tokyo?
Yes, that's right. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a lie if you say it's easy, but we've got this gentleman. He's not a next prime minister of Japan. Although I'm asking him, go for it.
Sure.
Sorry. Okay. But he's got a lot of connections. Carpenters in Japan, they usually have a lot of connections and they know each other. And so we ask the locals, always when we start a property, we go find the closest company. And we look at what they do and we invite them to do our projects. One project, two projects, turn to 10 projects. They can grow locally too. That's what we do. It's not like Hokkaido Hobby Homes does all. No.
I just want to clarify, because I know that you do, but I don't think that was clear from what you just said. So you can manage properties in Hokkaido on behalf of people who live elsewhere, correct?
Sure.
Yes, they do that. Okay.
Now, Jacob, you can answer this or not. I leave it up to you. Someone is asking if you are Mexican and if you speak Spanish. Do you offer services for Spanish-speaking people? Or can recommend other Spanish-speaking services because his wife speaks Spanish exclusively.
Okay.
So answer that or not, up to you.
Yes, sí. I do speak Spanish broken. I'm half Persian, half Mexican, grown up in Cali. So, you know, when we grown up in Cali, we only know English, and our English is accent. So, but I can help you. We have people. We have a lot of people in Hokkaido. We have a lot of people in Kanazawa. There are a lot of Spanish speakers around.
In Kanazawa, Spanish speakers?
They are.
And do you take investors? And someone is after your contact details. I think the contact details will all be available through us. And do you take investors?
If you have a slide, put it on the screen.
Investors. Dosuru. Ano, toshika shita shito, dosuru. That's email. Well, please contact us. Please come. We have to hear you. The thing is, we do projects. I'm going to say we have projects. We have mountains. You can see this project, like this mountain is available. If you have a gut to run it, just contact me. But we have to go there. We have to see the local community. I have to see you real. I can't just say, you call me, I'm in Singapore, and I can never come to Japan. Sorry, I can't help you. Get on the next plane, come here. Let's go there and you have to see it, what's going on.
Absolutely.
So if you want us to help, please just be present. At least send your representative, send your manager, send somebody that can actually talk on your behalf. Otherwise, you got to be here.
We represent a few customers who are working with Jacob's companies directly. And then if they're not physically here in Japan, then we would be either sending somebody or we would be zooming in with Jacob. And so it is doable remotely, but you do need somebody to be boots on the ground. Jacob, you also help people just buy any kind of property in Hokkaido, regardless of short-term stay or not, right? You're also a licensed agency.
Right. That's what Hokkaido Hobby Homes it is. Mr. Saka, he quit his previous job. I headhunt him. Now he's the head of all real estate. And yes, we have access to a lot of properties in Hokkaido.
Okay, one more question from the stream, and then if you have any hands in the room, one more question from the room, and then we have to carry on.
Hey, Tia. Sorry, I know the person who's asked this question. How about tiny homes? Is it easy to get ryokan licenses for a tiny house?
tiny house.
I got tiny. Zoning. It's all zoning.
Okay. Well, you know, it's possible. Well, listen, we have, you probably can Google it. We have one ryokan in Hokkaido, which is extremely popular, owned by a family from Tokyo. They bought two container houses during...
Sorry, on wheels. She just clarified, on wheels. Tiny homes on wheels.
That's what I understand, yes. So that's exactly what it is. So this family, they're from Tokyo. They bought two container houses left from last Tokyo Olympic. And they delivered to this land in near Blue Lake. Blue Lake, Blue Pond is a very famous place in Hokkaido. It's a lovely place. And they had a land. They bought a land from us, but they're not permitted to build. But you could put container house with the wheels on it. And they got they managed to get the ryokans. But I tell you, we didn't really help them because they speak Japanese and they're Japanese. But we helped them with management now. I know that they run it. And it's like booking times, 2 years waiting line, at least. Yeah. So, yeah, it's possible.
All right. Any questions from the room? Going once, twice, three times. Thank you very much, Jacob and Suzuki-san.